RM, you speak English, right?
Yes.
So pretty well. You taught yourself English?
Yes, I taught myself English.
How did you teach yourself English?
Actually, my English teacher was the sitcom, Friends.
Oh, you watched Friends.
Legend. Yes.
So was it mainly just phrases then, or you just learned everything?
I think, you know, back in the days, like when I was like 15, like 14.
Yeah.
It was quite like a syndrome for all the Korean parents to make their kids watch the Friends.
Really?
So yeah, I thought I was kind of like a victim at that time, but but right now I'm the lucky one.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like thanks to my mother, she bought all the seasons for DVDs. It got 10 DVDs, right?
Right.
She bought me, and so firstly I watched with the Korean subtitle, and then next time I watched with the English subtitle, and then I just removed it.
That's very impressive, and Friends would be very happy that you learned.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Van, the podcast where we have comedians defend music they like that other people don't like or make fun of them for liking. It's me, Mario. I am Tom Ticario, and there's a comedian who keeps introing me as Tom Ticara, and it's like we know each other too well now for me to... But I am, of course, joined by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, buddy?
Tommy McNawario, because I am your enemy.
Oh, no. Are they enemies? I don't feel like you ever see them interact.
Well, let's have our guest weigh in, Kath.
I feel like they don't have any personal beef, but it is like since they're from like parallel universes, they just instinctively know that they should fight.
They should.
I think that's what it is.
Sure. Well, it's weird because they like they all play like tennis together and stuff.
That's true. That's a good point.
You know? You're like if
so
I'm
do
Mario,
we. Oh, we literally
it's true.
Play tennis
it's just
together.
Just like Mario tennis. I'm always throwing shells at you while I'm serving.
All right. So we're here.
Wait, are you trying to stop our Mario tennis talk?
Where do you guys play tennis?
Across the street, or literally outside my door. There's a tennis court.
Aww,
Tom
that's
lives
so
in a country
adorable.
Club.
Yeah. He's super rich. Thank you for addressing it, because it was really awkward when I got here, and I was like, I thought you were a comic. Like, why do you? Where'd you get all this money?
No. And,
tech bubble.
Please take your monocle off inside my house. it's right outside our place. There's some tennis courts. They're not nice tennis courts, but they'll do.
Get the job done.
Sure.
Yeah, but we play Mario tennis out there. It's pretty fun.
So I want to talk about that clip. So today we are talking about BTS.
BTS.
The K-pop group.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The K-pop sensation, if I may go so far as to say.
Yeah. And I feel like to some of our listeners, these letters are all nonsense.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a song right up top. Kath, which one? Kath gave us a playlist. What do you want us to play first, just to give a flavor of what we're going to be talking about?
Let's play Silver Spoon. That's like kind of an earlier one from the ones I picked. So.
And it's what Tommy was born with.
You can't change the riff already.
That's right. It's about you now. All right, here's some of Silver Spoon.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I should say Kath is popping off right now. So that sounded, I had a total misconception of what they sounded like.
Yeah. Really? What did you think?
I just thought it was going to be like Backstreet Boys in a different language.
Yeah. And there is some stuff that's more like that, which my favorite song by them is kind of more like that. Mm-hmm. But K-pop is really interesting, and I honestly didn't know a lot about it until I found BTS.
So how'd you find it?
Yeah, okay, so it's a weird story. So I do want to give some background about like how I got into them. So I was saying off mic, like when I was the right age to like a boy band, mm-hmm. I was really into punk rock, and I didn't even like pop punk. I liked like I grew up in New England. I liked like Boston hardcore. Like I liked like very aggressive. Like I'm trying to think of bands I liked around that time. Probably we were talking about earlier, probably the poppiest thing I liked was like Alkaline Trio, mm-hmm. which you've done an episode on. But yeah, I liked like American Nightmare and like stuff like that. Like I was,
is that this presidency?
Oh, God. Oh, no.
We said we weren't going to be political anymore.
But like, yeah. So like this stuff I kind of scoffed at and was like kind of too cool for. So like this is very not in my wheelhouse, but as I've gotten older, I've kind of softened up a little bit. And I honestly think the thing that primed me to like BTS was getting really into pro wrestling, weirdly enough.
Interesting. Okay.
Because I think like the older I get and getting into pro wrestling and being a performer myself, I have started to really appreciate like the entertainment aspect of art and of music. And I'm like much more primed to accept the fact that just because something is super, super manufactured for you to like it, it's okay to like it. Like, mm-hmm. it's designed to be liked. It's designed to, like, make you feel good and have a good time and kind of stimulate you in a way that, like, yes, you are being manipulated, you are being tricked, but that is part of kind of the fun of it. Mm-hmm. And so I've kind of found an appreciation for pop, like, through that, because that's, like, what wrestling is to me, is, like, it's letting yourself be manipulated and tricked by this thing that is, like, purely artificial. Mm-hmm. And, like, BTS is very that.
So is Stand By Your Band, by the way. A Lou Pearlman type brought us together.
Yeah.
We're tricking the youth.
Oh, no. What have I gotten myself into? But I found out about them because another thing that I really like and kind of always liked is I've always really liked watching people dance. Like, I really like that show So You Think You Can Dance. Yeah. I really like watching, like, choreography videos and stuff. So that's how I found them, was I like watching choreography videos on YouTube.
Really? Wow.
And their choreography videos kept coming up in my, recommended playlist. And so the song we just heard was the first thing I heard by them, because I was watching, they put out YouTube videos, as apparently many K-pop bands do, where it's just them practicing their choreography for one of their songs.
That's so funny. I've never heard of anyone finding a band that way. That is so crazy. It's really interesting.
Well, it also, I feel like, is important to note that, like, for me, liking the music kind of comes last of, like, all of the things about BTS. Yeah, yeah. I do genuinely like it, but it's, like, there are so many aspects of them as a phenomenon that I find, like, cool and interesting. But yeah, so I was watching them dance, and I was like, I love these adorable Korean boys. Yeah, they're great. Yeah. But anyway, I got sidetracked. What I was going to say about K-pop is that a thing that kind of weirds Americans out is that the groups are really big. There's like a ton of people.
Yeah, there's
in them.
Seven members in this group.
Yeah. So, and the reason for that is because they don't just sing. There's always like a rapper or two. There are people who are in the band solely for their dancing ability. Mm-hmm. Like it's a troupe.
There's an accountant.
Exactly.
They all do something.
there's a boy for everybody. You all get your own boy.
Who's your favorite one?
Well, it's hard to say. I like a lot. I feel like a top half, sort of, like, that are, like, kind of my favorites. But I think my favorite is probably Rap Monster, who is the, in K-pop, his position, he's known as the leader. And he's sort of, like, the, he's their translator. He speaks mm-hmm. English the best. He's, like, fluent in English.
Because
he's the
one of from Friends.
The, he's
yeah.
the one from that clip, right?
Exactly, He's the one talking in that clip.
He went on the controversial warmonger show, Ellen.
Yeah, her friends are pretty interesting these days.
Speaking of friends. But I think I like
That'd
him.
That'd be a good show.
That, what?
It was Friends, but it was like Chaney.
And,
like, and Chandler's also still there.
Yeah. And he said,
it's like Donald Rumsfeld and like Joey. And they're roommates.
In Miami. Yeah. Yeah, when he said he learned English from Friends, all I wanted him was to be like, could I be any more Korean?
That I've traveled a little bit, and Friends is on in every country all the time.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, well, everywhere.
It makes sense that if you listen closely, most of their lyrics are about Gunther, and so most of the songs, the theme is about Gunther's love for Rachel, and how it's unrequited.
Also, in that clip, Ellen goes like, "Friends would be so happy." It's like, you can't say like the creators of Friends, like,
right?
The cast.
They're
who
alive.
Is Friends?
The TV show would yeah. be happy.
Bob the Builder would be so happy.
So you guys start every episode with Ellen, if the person has been on Ellen?
No,
we've never
no.
done Ellen before.
Oh, okay.
That would be very interesting. We could,
I thought
we should
be
try
really
to
funny.
Lean that into that.
We usually just try and find any like kind of interesting or silly clip we can
yeah,
find.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so Rap Monster, I know a lot of trivia about all of these Korean boys.
Do you know Rap Monster's full name?
His name is Namjoon.
That
I don't remember
his
other name.
Kim Namjoon.
Kim
yeah.
Namjoon.
I got so excited because in most of the stuff I was reading, he was RM. And when I found RM was Rap Monster, I was like, hell yeah.
That is pretty sick.
Yeah, it's really good. Although I think he's like since like distanced himself from Rap Monster. And now like intentionally he's like, I'm not Rap Monster anymore. It's just RM. I think he's like embarrassed.
Weird.
I think he like probably learned enough English to know that was like a dumb name.
I think it's sick. I think we should start calling Tommy PM.
A piss monster.
Yeah, piss monster. I was thinking podcast monster, but I like piss monster more.
You tricked me.
It's interesting that that's what you were thinking about, though. sick fuck.
I got the other time I got excited is when I found out that BTS, the expression meant bulletproof Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
That's cool
yes.
as hell.
Very
that is,
cool.
Is it?
I think it's very cool.
I'm curious. Maybe we should think about this.
But like to give you an example of like the power of these Korean boys on like a segment of the population, which again I'm doing a show where it's like you defend an unpopular band and BTS is like the most popular
right,
musical
right.
like thing in the sure. world. But like to give you a sense
Sorry.
Of that,
how'd you get out of there?
Rap Monster is like his sort of like hook is that he's really, really smart. He's like in the sort of national standardized testing of South Korea, he was like in the top 1% of all the students that like tested. He's like,
I feel
really,
like we
really
would
smart.
Only know that about a non-American like
yeah,
pop
that they would,
star. Yeah.
That they would like make that a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
But like
they
so,
would hide that about Bieber, I think.
Yeah, they wouldn't let anyone know. But so he's like really smart, and he is often photographed like reading, and any like book he's reading immediately like goes
wow.
to the bestseller list. So like a recent one that I just thought was very interesting was he was reading a book about the painter David Hockney, which is like a very specific thing, but apparently he just really likes David Hockney. He like
yeah.
goes to museums and like anyway, so like all of these like teenage girls just like know about David Hockney now, which like rules.
That is so funny. I wonder if you could pay him to like do what you want or like
yeah. We should
Maybe
get him
could,
to listen to this podcast.
We should Photoshop him reading the transcript of Stand By Your Band. That is
I'm trying
wild.
To find which one of them, but I was looking up controversies about BTS, and one of them was
I'll
that
probably know.
There was a condom spotted in
yes.
a photograph. Was it him? Was it RM?
It was not RM.
Okay.
It was, so that
it was...
It was
Condom Monster.
CM.
Yeah, of
course. I don't know why it was shocking.
So, yeah, that's the other really funny thing about them is, so the Korean pop like world is very it's very tightly controlled, it's very like manufactured, and all of the K-pop groups are like very closely tied with their management companies because they're ultimately put together by the management company. Mm. Like none of them are organically formed.
Yeah.
They're like they audition and they're sort of put together in these combinations. And BTS is kind of interesting because they were from a smaller kind of upstart company, which really helps with their whole narrative as like kind of underdogs, which I want to talk about what their lyrics are about because it kind of ties into this. But anyway, so they're like kind of less controlled than a lot of the other ones because the only reason that their production company like is successful is because of them.
Oh, wow.
So they kind of have more power than a lot of other K-pop groups that are put together by organizations that were already really, really well funded.
That's interesting.
So,
what's the name of their? It's like Big Hit. It's Big Hit Entertainment, which feels like it's in a movie.
Super fake.
It feels like made up.
Yeah, it seems super fake. But anyway, so yeah, there was this scandal where they sort of rose to prominence. BTS rose to prominence in Korea based on their use of social media. Which is, again, like a thing that really hooked me on them is that they're just really charming. They just seem really sweet and nice and to genuinely really like each other. Mm-hmm. And they're like really funny. And they're just put together in this, like, they're a good combination of personalities. Like I said, there's sort of one for every like kind of teen girl type.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Jin, who had the condom, who he is also known as a Worldwide Handsome.
Oh, what a great nickname.
Yeah.
We got to get that going for us.
It's I'm pretty sure it's a self-dubbed nickname. There's like a lot of YouTube compilations of him in interviews just going, "I'm Worldwide Handsome," and holding his hand up to his face, and then all of his band members just kind of looking at him like
I
confused.
Love that. Is he Worldwide Handsome? Is he a smoke show?
He's pretty cute. He's not my most favorite cute.
So he's Worldwide minus one.
Apparently, he is the most common picture brought in for men to Korean plastic surgeons.
Wow.
Whoa.
So he is at least Korea handsome.
So he's like the Korean Chad.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just want to say condom monster is what Tommy calls every woman who's made him wear a condom. I think it's fucked up.
Why are you such a condom monster? Jeez.
Well, quit being a condom monster, babe.
But yeah, so Jin was doing like a live stream, like they do, because they would do that all the time.
Yeah.
And people like pointed out and like circled. And it's extra funny to me because this happened a few years ago when I think he was like 21 or 22.
Yeah.
And it's a Magnum condom. And I'm just like, he for sure bought that. Because that's what a 22-year-old boy.
He claimed it was a fan sent it to him.
Yes, as a joke.
Yeah, yeah. Which is, what a mean joke.
And also, to the listeners, please stop sending us Magnum condoms. We get our P.O. box is flooded.
Yeah, it was just like the worst, like the most unbelievable like cover story. Like, yeah, his production company, Big Hit, had to put out a thing where it was like, it was a gift from a fan. It's like, who's giving a loose condom?
Also,
and then
he'd
be like,
cares?
I'm going to keep this.
Well, and the funny thing, I looked at the picture. It's so zoomed in and blurry that you're like, how did you even figure that out, that was a condom? And then he was like, yeah, you're right, it is a condom.
Yeah.
I would have just been like, no, it's nothing. It's there's literally
been, like,
nothing.
There's been like a couple scandals of like, there's been that. There's been one of my other favorites is Suga. That's another guy I really like, who's a rapper and a producer.
It's Suge Knight.
It's Suge Knight.
He's rebirthed himself in K-pop.
Just Suge Knight lumbering in the background behind these like delicate like Korean teens. But yeah, apparently Suga had like an ashtray in his recording studio, and people were flipping out. Like, yeah, so they do kind of have to maintain like this squeaky clean image, but they're able to have a little more flexibility than a lot of Korean groups. And so like they've done stuff like they've like sort of expressed their support for like LGBTQ rights, which are like, that's a very controversial thing in Korea. Again, David Hockney is gay. Like, that painter is gay. Like, if they were in a bigger production company, they probably would not be allowed to like do that kind of stuff. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I saw they had a song in Love, Simon, I think. Or there's some connection to Love, Simon. Which made me think of, this is kind of an anecdote, but I realized recently that me and my ex-girlfriend broke up immediately after we watched Love, Simon. I was like, wait, it really seems like I was coming out. Like, just the timing of it, the way it happened.
Well, congrats.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Tom is cat spray bottle alert.
These cats are going nuts today. The worst timing. They've already scratched me once. Get out of here, you bastard. God, I just love him. And then he comes up and scratches the
Let's
shit
do another song. I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Call. That'll distract the cats.
Yeah, let's All do right. let's do Boy with Love.
Okay, here's Boy with Love.
Reminds me of myself.
It's so weird to listen to these with other people. It's like very awkward. Tell me, oh yeah.
I love that one.
That's my favorite one.
That's really good.
I think it's great.
Very catchy.
To me, that song is the perfect boy band song. Mm-hmm. It's like it has this like sugary sweet melody to it. It's like very cute. The video I sent you, I sent these guys some live performances of some of the BTS songs. And this is the one I sent where they did Colbert, mm-hmm. and they filmed it like the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, and they did it at the Ed Sullivan Theater. And I just thought that was like such
great
a
move.
Smart.
That's a ballsy move, too. Yeah. But a lot of people, they're the only other, they had like three number one
albums in
the same year, which is I think the fact was like the Beatles were the only other person to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think there's definitely parallels to be made between like the British invasion and the K-pop invasion of America. And I just thought that was like a very clever like kind of thing to do. Mm-hmm. But it also is that like, their fans are like Beatles fans. They are insane.
Yeah, they get chased in airports and shit. I was reading about it. It's crazy. They get like grabbed.
Yeah,
it's insane.
It's
Tommy also gets chased in airports, but it's because he's kidnapped a child that he's smuggling in his luggage.
McNamara mania.
It's sweeping the nation.
They're sweeping the nation, searching for this man.
Combing the nation. Yeah.
Sweeping or combing? It's a difference.
Boy with Love is a funky, upbeat cut in which BTS celebrate the act of falling in love. The song serves as a parallel track to the group's 2014 teen anthem, Boy in Love.
Boy Without Love.
Like, the lyrics to this song are just like, so they're so perfect to me because like I looked up an English translation of the song, and it's literally like that opening is him saying, tell me how your day was. Send me a text. I just want to know everything about you.
Wow.
Like, damn. I just want to know all your like your little habits and your little quirks, which is like, what better song for teenage girls to listen to? Like, that is like the most is like this gang of adorable Korean boys just wanting you to text them about how your day was. Like, it's so...
I think it's racist to call them a gang, but...
It's just so sweet, and like, look, they're great dancers, they're super good performers, they're adorable.
Are they actually still in their teens?
No, they're actually, which also, this is another reason why, like, I feel a little less weird for being so into them, is they're all at this point, the youngest one is like 22, I think, and the oldest one is like 28. So they're like... not a creepy age for me to think are cute.
Yeah.
Like, that's not like the main appeal for me. It's more just like, aw. Like,
you know,
but it's not like I want to like fuck these like boy teen idols. Like, that'd be weird. But I do like the other thing is like so much K-pop. Like, you watch these performances and they sing live and they're doing these like incredible dance moves and stuff. And it's like clearly hours and hours and hours of work go into this. And that's something that always has made me a little creeped out by K-pop is like the other side of this hyper manufactured thing is that these people are like working their fingers to the bone to like entertain people.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are really, really young. So like, I feel better that they're like making this decision in their mid 20s to do this kind of thing.
For sure.
You know? The other thing that like made me more okay with it is that like there are a lot of like I said, they do a lot of like live streams and stuff for their fans, and a lot of times they'll just be like drunk in a hotel room like doing a lot, and I'm like, okay, the fact that you're allowed to like drunk post makes me feel like more okay with like how controlled your life is. Like, at least you're allowed to do that. which yeah. I think should be a human right. So
to drunk post, yeah,
yeah, drunk post. But
unless
anyway,
they're being forced to because it's more relatable.
Oh no!
This is the sort of shit that I think about now. I'm like I feel like somebody made Taylor Swift do that.
No one did she drunk post?
Now she's like, I have drinks sometimes. We can leave the lights up till January.
She talks about drinking a lot in the new yeah. album.
Oh, I see.
No, I like it.
Probably but... specifically to appeal to me.
Yeah. It is no coincidence that it's the first music of hers that I'm like, now I get it.
Now I like it. Now she's talking about the real shit. Taylor Swift's a real one.
There are a lot of fun conspiracies about BTS. Like, there's one that there's an invisible eighth member, and that's why they're always like standing with space between them in pictures.
That's a really good one.
Is the idea that he got photoshopped out?
That there's like a goat, like it's like a specter.
That there's a ghost. I really feel like so much of what I think is like fun about them and that kind of won me over to them was like the fan culture around it, where like people mm-hmm. do, there are so many just like weird memes about them that like teen girls have decided are like now in the canon. Mm-hmm. They edit these compilations on YouTube of mm-hmm. them, and it's just like, it's so funny. And it is also a little obsessive and weird, but like, I'm the fact that they are able to inspire such creativity in their fans yeah. is like very great. That said, one time I did say something on Twitter that they didn't like, and they attacked me, and I was very scared. Because
so this is what I was warned about earlier today.
The army.
Is that the army. And by the way, army.
Not into that.
It stands for something. I found just a minute ago. Stop it. Where was it? Okay. Fans of the BTS of BTS are called ARMY, which is an acronym for Adorable Representative MC for Youth. Bullshit.
Okay, so that's
you don't need that.
That's like how rappers always yeah. like 3 years in are like, oh yeah, my name is an acronym, and then yeah. it's like a completely made up thing. Yeah.
Our fans are called the Young Militia, and we are training them to.
It does. One thing I don't like about them is that I think it's creepy that their fans are called ARMY.
Yeah, that
I
is
don't
strange.
Like that.
Well, I'm a little afraid that they're gonna hear this podcast and be mad
and
at
get
us.
Mad.
Yeah, yeah, I noticed a positive spin that you've taken.
Let's just say my rating will be very high.
No. Well, that's like that. I'm curious what you think of this as a phenomenon, because I did pick this knowing like I was gonna tell two heterosexual adult men mm-hmm. about how much I like this thing that is like not only for women but for like young women,
right?
Which is like obviously. Well, I'm of two minds about it. Like, I think that there like definitely is a tendency in our culture to like malign the things that are for teenage girls and act like they're mm-hmm. automatically stupid. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's also this counter thing of like white feminists in their 30s being like, no, things that teen girls like are brilliant. And it's like, no, they can still also be stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
teenagers are dumb. Mm-hmm, it's not sure. like misogyny to be like, the things teenagers like are often kind
yeah.
of silly.
Because mm-hmm. the things that I liked as a teen were, I liked Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and stuff. And I don't know if it's dumb or not. Probably. But
I think
I did like it, so I don't know.
I think it's like BTS and stuff like BTS serves like a very important purpose, which is like a safe outlet for like nascent sexual feeling
uh-huh.
in people who are attracted to men in their early teens.
Right.
And that's like very good and important. And I feel like BTS does that very well, where they're like, they're sort of wink, wink, nudge, nudgy about it, but it's still like very good natured and very like sweet and squeaky clean and like charming, and they're like, yeah, no, we are we're all your boyfriends. You have seven boyfriends, and we love you, and we want you to text us about your day. But also, like, but also, we're kidding, and we're 25, so like,
yes.
calm down. Like,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. I don't know, but anyway. So, what is your impression of this as two straight adult men?
Well, I was genuinely shocked at what they sounded like. I didn't think there was going to be any rap element at all.
Yeah.
So I was very surprised. I was kind of pleasantly surprised that I thought the music was more interesting than I thought it would be.
For sure. It definitely feels like an elevated level of what we grew up with.
Yeah, of this. American boy bands.
But it
yeah.
felt like, to me, it feels a little, I think that the face of the band being like, we're your boyfriend thing, it still feels a little like One Direction-y to
yes.
me, where I'm like, It's just not something that I would seek out
yeah,
to
sure.
listen to. But as far as that style of music goes, it is definitely more interesting, and it's more pleasant to listen to me than than One Direction.
Well, I never got into One Direction. And also, like, I'm always very wary of when adults are into stuff that's for kids. Like, I always am just like people who are really into, like, young adult novels really creep me out.
Very,
like,
weird, yeah.
It's very strange. Like, just, like, the stuff for grown-ups.
I do feel like I, like, lucked out that Harry Potter was, like, exactly my age.
Right,
like,
when I was, like, actually a kid.
if it came out right now, I'd have to be one of those people who's like, oh, fuck that, that's stupid, mm-hmm. or whatever. And I'm glad I don't have to be like that, because it's fun.
I don't know if I told this on the podcast before, but Harry Potter, Sorcerer's Stone came out when I was 10, and I legitimately thought I was going to get a letter when I turned 11. Like,
oh,
I was sure of it.
Oh, no.
Like, I knew that my 11th birthday.
Did you tell your parents that?
I don't even know.
You were just waiting, yeah. Well, you were like, my parents are muggles, so.
Yeah, they wouldn't understand.
It'd be so funny if they were like, all right, just run into this building, you dumb fuck.
They took me to, like, the train station in Chicago, like, there it is. Yeah.
How traumatizing would that be if your whole family gathered around and watched you run into a train platform?
They put a fucking owl in my room with no cage.
Just scary owl.
Just lock the door, have fun.
Just being attacked by an owl.
They're losing their minds laughing. He thinks it's his friend.
Good prank.
Just drop off a creepy red-haired kid.
I feel like, okay, if you were in that situation as a child where your parents were like, we did it, we got you an owl because you love Harry Potter, would you pretend to like it while it, like, attacked you? Like, would you like still act like to your parents like you loved it?
I'm just covered in scratches. Yeah. Oh, I love Owly.
That's just your name for it. Owly. It was funny. Aren't there grades in Harry Potter called their tests are called the OWLS?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
A little on the nose.
Yes.
Yeah, a little.
How much owl shit do we need? You already used up your owl card, JK.
Oh, don't play the owl card.
Yeah, but yeah. By the way, there's a great Matt Bronger bit about how that owls were, like, this big craze when Harry Potter came out, and they're actually terrifying creatures that hate you if you cage them.
They're predators.
It's really funny.
They're
awful. Did it. Yeah, so I think
are we canceling owls?
Yes.
owls are canceled.
It's over.
Well, do you remember that? Do you ever watch The Staircase?
Yes. Owls are canceled.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
They're murderers.
Owls are part of this?
Well, his defense was that his wife, he didn't push his wife down the stairs. An owl attacked her. And that's how she fell down the stairs.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of using that?
Hoping no owls come in when Tommy's leaving.
Very spooky. Bad animal. Thumbs down.
Bad.
Thumbs down on owls.
Let's hear another song.
Okay.
We don't have I told Jared what we were doing, but he seemed he liked the text, but he didn't respond. So maybe he forgot, or maybe he just decided he didn't want to get attacked for saying anything negative about.
He might be part of the army also.
Yeah.
Shit, we didn't consider that.
It can work both ways. Like, I do, if I tweet something just about BTS that's like, what I like, the other day I tweeted that, like, anytime I'm feeling, like, good about how my skin looks, I look at a picture of them and I get mad because they always are, like, the most, like, dewy, beautiful. Yeah. Which, another thing that's interesting about them is that they wear, like, full faces of makeup and jewelry.
Really?
Like, they're kind of
interesting.
They're, like, definitely a little more effeminate. Like, it's more of a kind of like definitely more cute than sexy, which like teen girls like, but also Korean culture, like, yeah, they're wearing like smoky eyes and stuff, like they're like full, they're kind of glam rocky. But anyway, so I tweeted this, and then like BTS Twitter found it and thought it was funny, and like I didn't get in trouble.
Oh,
but like
good.
I've also tweeted stuff about how like I said, I feel like they like train in like a gulag to like do this, and BTS Twitter was not a fan of that, and I got in trouble.
Damn.
And they found I was doing a show, and it like the next day before this happened, I was doing a show, and like one of them like found the flyer for the show, and they were like, "Sounds like you should be working more on your own career," and like,
wow.
And I was like, "What the fuck?" Like,
damn,
I just got owned by this teen girl.
That's like, part of the BTS message.
Are these, yeah. They could be pretty crazy.
Good point. They say to follow your dreams.
Right. Well,
they also yourself. Wear they also wear Nazi hats. Let's talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, before we go to that, I just want to say I have a new conspiracy theory.
Oh, let's
you know
hear
who
it.
Else wears full face of makeup and loves to dance? BTS is Joker.
Oh, that's my shit,
that's
true.
That's the eighth member. is the Joker.
Joker is the eighth member of BTS.
They're taking a dark direction in their new album.
Their it's next appearance angsty. On Colbert is going to be a lot darker. You just brought me on to make fun of me.
Boy with negative thoughts. Okay, Nazi hats. I didn't know about this one.
Oh, you didn't?
It's weird. That's not the first thing that came up when I searched controversy.
This was the way. That is weird. Right? Like a condom.
That is so funny.
A condom is higher up than Nazi hats.
You found a really good one, a controversy thing that we'll talk about next. But yeah, they were wearing, I don't know why. So I found a clip where this guy is defending it, and I'll pull it up here.
I thought they were wearing like a shirt with like a nuclear
there was
bomb
also,
on it or something.
So there was a shirt with a nuclear bomb. And then
that they
was,
wore in Japan.
Yes.
Which honestly, given the colonial history between Japan and Korea, is like kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, don't do it. It's bad. But also like, yeah, people in Korea hate Japanese people because they colonized and killed them all for like 50 years. So I'm not going to say I'm sympathetic, but like I can understand a little bit.
So here's the story
about the
and
Nazi
then there's
hats.
A little bit. It's also about the Japanese shirt. So
with a whole lot of controversy right now, people notice some of their fashion choices. So here's a shot of Jimin in a 2017 episode of BTS's show Bon Voyage. So Japanese media brought attention to the shirt that features the atomic bomb exploding over Japan in 1945, the shirt celebrated South Korea's independence from Japan.
It caused such backlash that a Japanese TV show canceled a scheduled appearance by BTS a couple of days ago. Jimin reportedly told the crowd during their concert last night that his heart really aches over the incident, but others are pointing out that this is not the first time the guy's fashion choices have come into question.
Yeah, so here's a shot from the 2015 photo shoot. So the symbol on the hat of the Death's Head units. They ran the Nazi concentration camps during World War II.
What?
The stylist for the shoot has released a statement saying he didn't bring it. The guy didn't bring it. It must have just been laying around the studio and they threw it on.
Yeah, well, now today the management company for the boy band has released a statement saying in all activities involving BTS and any other artists associated with our company, Big Hit does not support any organizations or groups oriented towards political extremism and totalitarianism beliefs, including Nazism. We are against all such entities and activities, had no intention of causing distress or pain to anyone affected by historical events and incidents by being inadvertently associated with such organizations or groups, and will continue to adhere to these principles.
Noise he makes.
Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of that photo shoot with
can you rewind
hat,
to play
I mean,
that again?
See a circumstance like that.
I want to isolate that sound.
Yeah.
Oh, if we had a soundboard.
It actually was. You understand?
Damn it. It's hard. It's hard. Yeah, it's like a YouTube clip, but I listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of
very
that
good. Very good.
Hat, I mean, you can see a circumstance like that happening if there was, like, this you know, part, random costumes thrown around. They're trying different things. You can see a circumstance where they threw on a hat and they didn't realize what that logo like actually was. So you understand that circumstance. But yeah, I just think on a whole, like BTS has such a huge fan base. And now that the shirt that has the atomic bomb on it has seen an explosion of sales.
Yeah.
So that they're actually sold out and they're trying to create more of those to get the demand. So
good analogy, dude. An explosion of sales.
I know that people always like to say, oh, they're so young, but they are. And with something
they're
like the
really
Nazi hat, those symbols have rightfully so been erased from popular culture and marketing and in books. And in you don't know what they are. And when you're young, you see something like that, and it's a skull on a camo hat. There's a million different skulls on camo hats that you can see. One of them is has associated with the Nazis.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Tommy, you're always wearing skulls on camo hats because they're cool.
I will say, like, like, I do buy that because, like,
yeah, I don't think that they support Nazism.
Like, I feel like if you're in South Korean culture, you're not gonna. That's gonna be like especially difficult to recognize. Sure. I do think the Japanese shirt was like more like they knew what that was.
I think it's so funny that the stylist was like, look, I don't know where this fucking hat came from. Who did bring the hat? Somebody brought the hat. And it has. It's not like they sell that hat at the store.
Right. Yeah, like, who made that hat?
How the fuck did they get that hat?
They do. I have noticed, like, in K-pop, like, especially the men, I feel like, even more than the women, like, they wear so much shit. Like, it's always, like, a lot of look. There's always, like, there's always a logo on a hat. And then there's, like, a print on the top. And then there's another print on the bottom. Like, it's just, it's a lot. It's a whole thing. Yeah. It's quite overwhelming. But, yeah, that is very funny.
I think the news reporter is right that there's been no pop culture or books about World War II.
No, yeah, no one has ever heard of it. It's been erased from culture.
Yes,
no one knows. If you showed me a swastika, I'd be like, what is that?
What is that?
Well, apparently they were at their like shows waving flags, or somebody was, either them or their fans, or with a very swastika-esque
really?
Symbol on it. So it's like, it's not just this, but I still don't believe that they're affiliated in any way, but you never know. Why would they put together?
I will say, like, another thing that I think is interesting about them is that for K-pop, they actually are pretty political, and their political stuff seems to be, you know, not covertly far right. Like, that first song I played is actually, the lyrics of it are about like wealth inequality, which is like a really interesting thing for a boy band song to be about. Like, it's about how, like, basically, like, baby boomers have destroyed the world, and now it's impossible to, like, rise up the ladder because there's nothing. Let me see. I wrote down some lyrics. Dude,
I really can't picture. I can't picture an American band, American boy band doing anything like
not
that.
Not at all, because a lot of their lyrics, I mean, they're written just for mass appeal, and, like, they're trying to become the richest people on the planet, and, like, they work for billionaires, so it's, like, yeah, it's pretty shocking.
There's
no way somebody who works for Disney is going to make a song like that, you know?
Yeah, like, they have a song where, and I'm dumb and don't remember, like, specifically, because I don't know a lot about South Korean history, but, like, a bunch of them are from this one town where there was, like, a labor uprising that, like, basically the far-right political parties in Korea are trying to, like, revisionist history, this labor uprising, like, away, because they killed a bunch of people, and BTS like reference it in songs like that. So they're like, they are relatively plugged in. I mean, they're pretty, like, you know, covert about it. They're not like coming, but they are, like, they have said stuff where you're like, that's really interesting for a boy band designed specifically, like, their music is so designed to just appeal to the maximum amount of people possible. It's interesting that this is the stuff they're talking
for
about.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that said, Nazi hats, not too surprised. I feel like that, I could definitely see that happening.
Let's talk about the other controversy.
So there was, this was from an article that I found. There was the 7 biggest scandals surrounding BTS.
Ooh, 7.
Somehow this wasn't even on there.
No, it was not.
Yeah, I don't
think
it was.
That's
crazy.
The condom was number one.
Condom was big. All of these.
Condom was big.
Sure was. Just my friend pointed out, because we were talking about that, and he was like, imagine your boss having to release a statement that says you don't fuck. Like, that's crazy.
Like, I wish my boss had stopped doing that.
Right?
Okay, so this was in number 7, and it's about the label of this is number 7, multiple death threats. So I thought they do get a lot of death threats.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah,
fans.
Pretty scary death threat. Yeah.
But what I wanted to talk about was within this is the reason they were receiving death threats, which is not listed as the controversy, is because RM stated in an interview in Australia, and this could be, I'll say before I read it, that it could be a translation thing. I'm not sure.
I mean, he's the one who speaks English, so he probably said whatever you're about to say.
So he said, when I first...
Sorry, I was going to make a Chandler joke again.
He just only
knows. It's all Friends.
Yeah, no, he learned English from Friends, so he's just, like, really homophobic for some reason.
Okay, he said, when I first saw V and J-Hope, I couldn't see them because they were too black.
Oh, yeah. I have heard about this.
Too black is a, an interesting thing to say.
And then the next sentence in the article is, many people thought the comment was borderline racist. Borderline.
What's like, what's so strange to me about that, too, is that, like, I don't, like, is he talking about skin tone? Because they're all pale. They're all, is it like, are they black? Like, is it like a cultural thing?
I do know
that those two, or I guess Suga, at least, like, he's like, it's known that he's from like a poor family. So it might have something to do with that.
Which is also very bad.
Exactly. I'm just trying to think of, like, in what specific way is he being racist? Because he's definitely being racist in some way.
Sure.
That is my favorite game show. In what specific way are they being racist?
God damn, yeah. I don't know enough about how... I know Koreans have, like, very strict... like sort of social hierarchies and stuff that I don't understand that is probably part of that. But he got death threats because of that.
Yes. Like, he got very specific, very scary death threat tweets that, like, oh man, it must suck to be that famous because it's like a picture of a gun.
Pretty scary.
And it's like, I will be shooting you during this song.
Yeah.
A picture
of
a gun is kind of funny
to be
though.
Like, yeah.
Like, I get that is very scary and, you know, bad, but also just, tweeting a picture of a gun at someone is funny.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's okay. Like, I don't think anyone should kill him, but...
is it? I think it might be time...
For the quiz?
We're going to give you a quiz.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's not one that we wrote. It's a which BTS member are you?
I'm so excited.
Before we get into the quiz, we have a little ad we should do.
Oh, great. Yeah. A little cliffhanger.
Yeah, that way we keep you on the hook. So, this is our buddy Mike O'Keefe's podcast... Check it out.
My name is Mike O'Keefe, and I need groomsmen. Each week on my show, Buddy of the Groom, The Search for Multiple Idiots, I interview a candidate to see if they're worthy of standing up with me at my wedding. I should tell you that I am not engaged. But join me each week on my quest to find baloney boys and ladies on Buddy of the Groom, The Search for Multiple Idiots.
All right, we're back.
Okay, I'm very excited to do this quiz. We've done these before with different bands, and these are by far my favorite questions and answers.
It's always good when it's a boy band. Yes. It's better because it's for teens and stuff. It's-
There's like very, very established archetypes. There's like I said, like Namjoon's like the smart one, and then like Suga's like the grumpy one, which I love that there's a grumpy one. Like that kicks ass to me.
They're awesome. Like the dwarves. Yeah. That's amazing.
There are seven of them. I did tweet amazing. A while ago which... one I thought was which dwarf. So
nice.
Oh wow.
Yeah. But yeah, it's great. There's so many, like I said, there's a boy for everybody.
Okay. Question one. There are 10 questions.
Okay.
Which month is closest to your birthday month? September, December, October, February, or March?
March.
March. Next question. What is your favorite number? One.
These are such weird questions.
Also very specific. That they give you a choice of number.
Okay, 1, 3G, 3JI, 10 or 4, 7 or 3S.
Wait, 10 or 4 is one.
10 or 4 is one of the options.
Okay, I'm gonna pick 10 or 4.
Okay, good choice. You get more bang for your buck.
Yeah, exactly. Cover more bases.
Okay, question 3. Which nickname suits you?
Ooh.
Chim Chim, Kooky or God of Destruction, Uni, Tay Tay or Princess, or Hobby, H-O-B-I.
I know, because see, I know too much about them, because I know which everyone is. But I think my favorite BTS nickname has to be God of Destruction.
That's incredible. That's great.
Also, Kooky or Kooky. God of Destruction is very good.
I love Kooky. Kooky.
His name's
Jungkook.
Do
you love me? I love that.
It's okay. Very good.
Question
He has really big muscles. That's why he's the God of Destruction.
It sounds like a wrestling name.
Or no, wait. God of Destruction is Rat Monster because he's clumsy and he like breaks stuff. There's like a lot, like people have made like compilations of him just like holding stuff and then it just like shattering in his hands. Like, yeah. So
this next one is great.
I'm excited.
Okay. Question 4. You're famous for, is the prompt, irresistible cuteness and innocence, best dancer, golden mechne, or for intelligence? Being a great rapper or beautiful eyes?
Oh, beautiful eyes, for sure.
All right.
Do you want me to tell you what golden maknae means?
Yeah, I was about to ask. What is maknae?
A maknae is the youngest, is like the baby in the group. And he's, Jungkook is the one, Kooky is the golden maknae. And he is, it's because he's like, a lot of, in K-pop boy bands, like usually there's like, you're mostly a rapper, mostly a dancer, mostly a singer. He's good at everything.
Damn.
So he's the golden maknae.
Oh, wow.
Anyway. But yeah, beautiful eyes for sure.
Okay, beautiful eyes. Next question. What is your favorite Korean food? Number one, sashimi and chocolate.
This next one.
Number two, pizza, ramen, or black noodles.
You know, pizza. That famous Korean specialty.
Yep, we love it.
Japchae or cold noodles. Bibimbap and kimchi. I'm sorry for my mispronunciations. And sushi and bulgogi. Last one.
I like japchae.
I've never had japchae.
I don't know what japchae is.
It's good. It's like a cold noodle salad. They're like little skinny vermicelli noodles. It's very good.
I like bibimbap.
Okay. I do like bibimbap too.
Bibimbap would be a good name for a Korean boy band.
Yeah.
Bibimbap.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay. What's question six? What's your hobby? Drawing or surfing the web? Searching music that no one's listening, that no one listens to, which is great for this bit.
This is part of the same one.
Or cooking and going on computer. So that's one choice is searching music that no one listens to.
Or cooking and going on computer.
I feel like that, like cooking and going on computer is probably my two favorite things. Yeah. Because like I do like to surf the web, but I don't like to draw. Okay. I do like to cook and go on computer.
Okay. Listening to music and window shopping, taking photos and doing nothing in free time, or relaxing whenever getting a chance.
Ooh, I do like to relax, but I think I'm still cooking and going on computer.
And okay. I think all of us need to start relaxing whenever getting a chance.
That's true.
I agree with that.
I prefer listening to music and window shopping at the same time.
Okay, favorite colors? Light blue, purple, and black. Black, white, green, purple, or only pink is one answer.
What is this logic puzzle?
Only white?
that must be Rat Monster, the nicest one. He was the one wearing the SS hat, too.
Oh,
so
shit.
He might just be racist.
Red, black, white, or only black, only green. So I'll give, they're very confusing.
Yeah, I think I'm light blue, purple, and black. I think those are my three
faves.
Okay,
first one. Cool.
I'm so excited to find out who I am. Find out my soulmate.
Favorite song. Here are the choices. Airplane, Lie, So Far Away, Singularity or Epiphany, Euphoria or Do You?
I think of those, I like Euphoria.
I really liked Euphoria. I checked it out because I just put on like a This Is BTS on Spotify, and I think that was the first song. And I thought that one was really... That one was
it's
very,
a good one.
That was way more poppy than...
Yeah, I mostly listen to them when I'm working out, so I tend to like the more hip-hop ones.
I was gonna guess that it was very kind of a pump up playlist.
Yeah. But they do have ballads and they do have more poppy ones, and Euphoria is a good one.
Okay. Also a great show on HBO.
Very true.
Question nine. What is your favorite weather?
Two of these are the same. They are. Sunny weather with a cool breeze. Sunny weather with cool breeze.
That's when you like sunny weather, but you don't have time.
Yeah, you're on the go.
So those are two of the choices.
Okay.
Then the first one I think is incredible. It actually is going to be my answer. Not that I'm taking it, but where you can wear short sleeves at day and long sleeves at night.
Yes.
What That's a great a
good,
answer.
That is
That's
good.
A really good answer.
Spring and spring sunlight is the last answer.
Okay. I think I'm short sleeves at day and long sleeves at night.
What a great answer.
Yeah, that's good.
And finally, question 10. A truly insane question to put in this quiz. Question 10. Which member do you want as your result?
It's a real mind fuck.
That's a really good question.
Because it kind of is asking, who do you think that they want to be?
I will say, I took this quiz, and I did not get the one I chose.
I have a
answer.
Feeling that's the
who did
trick.
You? Who did you choose? Who did you want to be?
I think I put RM just because I liked the name Rap Monster, and I didn't know that much about them yet.
But it's Jungkook
He's the easiest
or
one to figure
RM.
Out.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. V or Jin, Suga, J-Hope, Jungkook or RM, or Jimin.
I think I'm probably most... I don't know.
Yeah, who do you want as your result? Yeah.
I would like to be more like J-Hope because J-Hope is like he's like the real happy one. Oh. And I think he's the most charismatic performer. He's like a really good dancer. I don't think I'm anything like him, but I would like to be. So
let me ask you a question. Is he human?
J-Hope?
Or is he Dancer?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
All right. Test results. For 30%, you are definitely V or Jin.
Really?
I got Jimin. I took the quiz along.
Jimin's one of my favorites.
For 30%, I was
let
Jimin.
Let me read your... Please do. Paragraph. V, he is famous for his irresistible cuteness, unique behavior, and for being a total dork. He's not just an idol seen on stage, but a terrific actor on the small screen as well. No other idols can be like Taeyang in terms of appearance, character, and personality, which is why armies are falling hard for him. Jin is a person who has a unique personality.
He is handsome.
He is Mr. Worldwide Handsome, after all. Jin is a caring person that is appreciated by all the members. I'd hope that they're all appreciated by all the members.
It's so funny if they named one guy. He's only appreciated by half of them.
Half of them really can't stand him.
And then the final sentence, he takes care of the members, and there are evidences enough for the same.
Aww.
Wow. So?
I think Jin is the oldest, if I remember right. Mm. Honestly, though, I'm going to say... Look, I love them all. I think those guys are my two least favorite of all of them.
What a bummer.
Wow. Yeah. But, I don't, you know, maybe it's because they're just so similar to me.
That could be. You hate what you're most like.
Exactly.
That's a good point. Somebody should do one of these quizzes for the podcast. Either me or Tommy or Jeff Sheen. Wow.
A Korean plastic surgeon confirmed that BTS Jin's face is the golden ratio.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
People love to look like him.
And that's when no one replies to your viral tweets. The golden ratio.
Golden ratio.
Tommy likes the golden shower-o.
Shower-o.
Good. Nice. Good work.
He likes piss.
He likes piss. He's the piss monster.
I feel like we took like 50 episodes off from this bit and then are just bringing it back.
It's back, baby.
It's going to confuse all the new people. And also I realized today that our Podomatic was set to where you could only listen to the last 100 episodes. Now it's opened up to where you can listen to all of them.
How many of these have you done?
Too many.
Jesus
How
Christ.
Many? I don't even know.
I think we're about to 130.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah, it's...
Respectable.
Yeah. Because if we... How... Wait.
What... Who have you been convinced by? Like, there's have been a lot, you
the first one
over?
That really got me was ABBA. Like, yeah. We shouldn't have even done ABBA. Probably. I mean, like, it does, they don't fit necessarily within the thing. Most recently, the Taylor Swift album I was sold on, that was when Tommy was a guest, and Jeff Sheen was our third, our replacement co-host for the week.
They Might Be Giants was one.
Definitely.
Ooh, I really like They Might Be Giants. Yeah,
and yeah. I have gone back and listened to They Might Be Giants since then.
Yeah.
There's actually been a lot.
I didn't really listen to, and I thought they were really cool.
They were good. Yeah, there's actually been a lot that I've been turned on to.
Get turned on all the time.
Well, look, I'm just saying. Yeah. Like I said, I feel like BTS. I probably only really like maybe 15 BTS songs, but I would spend all my money to see them live because, like, I just think they're so entertaining.
That must be an event.
Yes. Oh, it is. Well, the thing is, so like I talked about them on my podcast, What a Time to Be Alive, and a bunch of listeners were like, "Look, I have a kid, and like I started watching this with my kid just to see what it was, and now I love it." And I like brought my kid to a concert, and it was like the best concert I've ever been
to.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, they were like
for them.
Yeah, like for them. Wow. Like they were like, it wasn't really music I liked, but like my kid wanted to go, and so I brought her, and it was so fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. I like that they're like, I have a kid and Eli is the father. You must talk to him.
Please. He's not answering my texts.
Everyone, if you're listening to this, you should listen to What a Time to Be Alive.
Yes.
It's such a great show.
Hey,
we've both been on.
Yeah, two former
out.
Guests.
Very fun. Yeah. I had such a good time.
We
on
had
that
a
show.
Revelation this week because we had Luke Moniz and Alyssa Lynn Paris on because Eli was out of town. And we discovered that Luke Moniz likes to eat cold soup out of a can.
Oh,
that is
God.
Not shocking. He's a sick man.
He's sick. Truly disturbing individual.
He does lay that shit down. Let's hear.
But anyway, I'm not surprised if you're not convinced by BTS, but look into them next time
for
they
sure.
come to town.
Well, let's because I think we've only have we only heard two songs or three.
I think we've heard.
So we've heard Silver we've Spoon heard and Boy with Love. Let's do a marathon real fast through
the rest.
This
of
is
these?
Burning Up, parentheses fire. This is a good song.
Who told me?
I texted my mom 6 hours ago that I met Ray Romano last night, and she just now texted me back.
You met Ray Romano last night?
I met Ray Romano last night. Yeah.
How
Sorry,
was that?
It was funny to me that he's a very delightful man.
Aww.
And he loves BTS.
Everybody loves Ray Romano. He takes care of the other members, and there are evidences to show.
Everybody loves BTS.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I know it's not your style, but like, throw this on next time you're on a treadmill. I guarantee you'll have a good time.
Okay, this is Not Today.
I like that they plagiarized a speech from Lord of the Rings for the beginning of this. That makes me very happy. Yeah.
They've gotten in trouble for plagiarizing multiple times, it seems like. And there's one. They just outright go, "Oh, my bad," on one of them. This dude was like, "Hey, you straight up stole my lyrics." And they were like, "Hey, we take most of our stuff from like books and stuff, so we didn't know
they
it was you."
They named one of their albums after a Carl Jung book of psychology, which is like extremely weird. Yeah.
I want to correct myself immediately and say it's not most of, but it's some. That's just a quote of theirs. I don't want people to get
mad
at me.
We're also scared of the army.
We're scared.
Yeah. They're frightening. I get it.
Hey, be all that you can be out there, Army. I think that'd be fun in a club.
Yeah, exactly.
This is Idol. This one I knew.
This is like their big single in the U.S. This is probably their most popular one. I think Nicki Minaj did like a verse on some remix of it. This sounds like it should be like a World Cup team or something.
Yeah, it does. Like, it absolutely does.
Yeah, it has that like global chanty type
That's
deal.
So on the money. Yeah.
There was a big. All the fans were really upset that they didn't play because the Winter Olympics were just in Seoul, and I guess they were like at the ceremony but they didn't perform, and all the fans were really mad.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
it is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
All right, this is Mic Drop, a Steve Aoki remix.
The rap part of that one felt like a Carter II era Lil Wayne song to me.
Yeah, I can hear that. Yeah. I can for sure hear that. Yeah, I'm going to the gym right after we record this. And I feel like I'm so like ready now. I'm so pumped up.
Should we do Facebook really quick?
Yes, let's do it fast. We had some pretty in-depth Facebook shit, but we're going to actually these cats are
these
going
cats
nuts.
Are going buck wild.
They're fired up too.
Hell yeah, they can hear it. We put headphones on them. We got to stop doing that. They chew them up immediately. This is, I don't think, accurate at all. David Carter wrote, the members have to leave at 21, I think, and join the South Korean military. It's a pretty dope and sad way to drop out of a band. Is that true?
It's not at 21, but there is compulsory military service in South Korea.
Oh, I see. Then they come back to because it's the same members, right?
Well, so it's sort of unclear what's going to happen with BTS, but like pretty soon they're going to be coming up against the deadline. Some of them are going to be coming up against the deadline
my
to
mistake,
do this,
David.
Yeah. So
we should do that in America.
Yeah, if you're a podcaster.
Only podcasters have to join the military.
So like
we would be the worst military.
A military of podcasters would be a fucking nightmare. The worst.
I mail my family letters using stamps.com.
The worst. But yeah, so like some bands will just go on hiatus. Some will perform sort of with a partial group, like they'll stagger when they go. Wow. Uh-huh. But it is a thing. It's not 21, but it is a thing.
That's crazy.
See. Okay.
Yeah, it's
the
pretty
reason
wild.
The reason I was sure that it wasn't 21 at least is that we just talked about their ages. Otto Fernandez writes Drake is definitely going to collab with them at some point. I could see that happening.
I could see that. Lil Nas X did an Old Town Road remix.
Tommy sent me the copy. Maybe we can
Soul Town Road.
Soul
maybe
Town
we can
Road.
End the episode with that. Yeah. John P. Nilsson writes, honestly, my biggest interaction is with the horrible K-pop fan accounts online. They are some of the most toxic fan bases I've ever interacted with. Making even Star Wars and comic Twitter look like rational, measured people.
Wow.
I'd agree with that. They're pretty nuts.
Let's see. Okay. Srilatha Rahmani writes, BTS is a phenomenon from a business, social, cultural, and now from a political standpoint, too. While they started off, Jesus Christ, guys. While they started off as a manufactured K-pop group, their own personalities, along with every effective social media skills made them acquire devoted fans around the world who then helped them achieve unforeseen success. In a way, they were influencers before influencers were a thing. While it's not like decline and fall situation, in a way, I think they have become sort of prisoners of their own success. Capitalism is always the heart at the heart of K-pop. For a while with BTS and some other groups like BAP or BAP, there was also the glimpse of artistry and a rebellious spirit that spoke to the social or cultural outliers. Now it's all commercial. I'm still a fan because of the members themselves in the past and now, and what their artistry represented to me in the past.
That's a very deep Facebook comment.
She wrote another one, too. And
I'd agree with that assessment. I think that's very interesting. Because it is like, it is this ruthless, like unfettered capitalist system, this like K-pop thing, and like sort of the thing that made them charming was the way that they kind of would I don't want to say they resisted it because it's still very much like for consumption, but like the friction between their personalities and that system is kind of what makes them more interesting than a lot of other groups.
Ben Kim writes, as a Korean, I guess I'm sort of proud that this manufactured pop band is so dominant ? But their wiki page is trying to retrofit some deeper meaning into their legacy. In the influences section, it says BTS are also influenced by many literary, psychological, artistic, and philosophical mediums. Their album Wings from 2016 was inspired by Hermann Hesse's coming-of-age novel Damien. Or Damien. I don't know. let's see. Sorry, that was a very stupid one there. try to figure out if it's yours, if you're listening. Let's see. Corey Clifford writes, the kids I teach are obsessed with BTS. I wanted to hate it, but it's genuinely fun. They're the fun one direction. The fun direction. The last one I'll read is my friend, the very funny John Handcuff, comedian in Bloomington, Indiana, tagged his daughter, Nora Handcuff.
Yes.
And she commented, "My only thoughts are that I want them to know that I love them." And then he wrote, "Should you be posting on Facebook during class?"
Aww.
I love it. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Do you have any final thoughts you want to share?
Final thoughts.
I think my final thought is that, like, if you can appreciate the artifice of pop entertainment, then you will probably find something to like about BTS. And if you don't, that is also understandable. And they are for children, and it's weird that I like them. So it's fine.
Tommy, you got a rating for these guys?
I think the BTS army is great.
10 out of 10 for all BTS fans.
I think everything they do is right. And that
and
is
funny
why,
and smart.
Funny and smart, and I am one of them. So to turn on me would be a betrayal.
I did the when I was getting yelled at online, I did the show I was about to do was Mike Drucker's obituary show.
Yes, yeah.
So I wrote my thing about getting shot execution style by the army.
That's so
after
funny.
Going to an army re-education camp because I said they're insane. Yeah, we love you. Please don't hurt us.
We love you, BTS Army.
Yes, 6 out of 6.
7 out of 6. One for each member.
Perfect.
Kath, what do you got to plug?
Oh,
it'll come out Wednesday.
I have a podcast, as I said, What a Time to Be Alive.
Yes.
I also have another podcast called Lie, Cheat, and Steal, which is about stories.
Tom's
of...
relationship.
Oh, God damn it. I was just about to make it about you.
Fuck.
No.
Perhaps that will be a bonus episode one day. It's about liars, frauds, thieves, and bullshitters. So check that out. Lie, cheat, and steal. This weekend, I'm going to be in Austin, Texas, doing Master Pancake from Dusk Till Dawn on Friday and Saturday at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz. So come out to that. And I'm going to be in Baltimore and Indianapolis with Patton Oswalt on November 9th and 10th, I believe. So come... mostly for Patton Oswalt, but I will also be there.
Well, it'll probably just be our fans.
Yeah, fans who have heard
you guys on the shows.
Yeah, both of you have been on the show, so yeah. It's going to be packed out with
stands by your band.
Yes.
The stands.
Yeah. I have, in a couple weeks, my New York Comedy Festival show with Luke Moniz will be happening. So
oh,
be really
hell
fun.
Yeah.
And our lineup is so good, so you should come to that. We got Chris Gethard, Megan Gailey, who will be in town.
Oh, shit. Former Aparna, guest.
Nancharla, and Joe Firestone. That'll be great. So check that out.
Yeah.
And
fire lineup.
My album comes out December 6th, so get ready for that.
Hell yeah.
What's your album called?
Who's Tommy?
Yeah. Love it.
My half hour on Comedy Central is coming out November 1st at 11 p.m. I'd love if you watched it, baby.
So exciting.
Also, I will be in, Austin as well, December 6th and 7th at the Velveeta Room.
Oh, nice. You're going to have so much fun.
Yeah.
Have you headlined there before?
I have not. I've only done Cap, which is a great spot. I love Austin. I'm a huge Austin fan. Where else? Chicago. I'll be, I'm opening for my buddy Cameron Gillette.
Yeah. When's
that? His album recording, I believe, November 7th. But I'll be in town. I'm also doing a festival in St. Louis, I believe it's called the Flyover Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
That weekend, which is the 8th and 9th. So if you're a St. Loser, fucking Cardinals fan, bitches.
Yikes.
But more importantly, Stand By Your Band is going on the road, baby.
Big announcement.
Yeah.
Chicago. We're going to be at the Lincoln Lodge
Wednesday
before Thanksgiving. Wednesday is so black, I couldn't even see it.
That's what RM says. And then
we'll be
excited
at the Comedy Attic the weekend after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, some call it. we'll be doing Stand By Your Band live, and then Saturday we're going to do Tom and Tommy and Friends.
Yeah.
And then there should be some more Stand By Your Band dates coming. Jesus Christ, dude.
These cats are wiling out.
So check all that out. Guys, thanks for listening. Check out the Patreon, and keep it crispy. Bye.
Bye.